This is CPR News. I'm May Ortega. Governor Jared Polis announced more than $27 million in funding to address educational equity across the state. KRCC's Elena Rivera reports.
Money from the CARES Act will help support schools and students during the COVID-19 pandemic. One recipient is the Cuyahvet Community Academy, a new school on the Ute Mountain Ute Reservation. Chairman Manuel Hart says the $2.7 million in funding will go toward an education plan that focuses on tribal history.
I think each tribe is different in their own way in language and culture. We wanted to implement something into the curriculum that would help them understand where they come from.
Hart also says the school is considering STEM curriculum and parent and elder engagement programs. Pueblo Community College, Adams State University, and New Legacy Charter School in Aurora also received state funding. I'm Elena Rivera, KRCC News.
An Aurora woman is suing the city, its police chief, and five of its officers for mistakenly detaining her and four young relatives for hours. CPR's Megan Verlee reports video of the incident prompted widespread outrage.
Brittany Gilliam had hoped to take her young daughter and three other relatives for manicures and ice cream after months of being cooped up due to the pandemic. While parked at the salon, Aurora police approached her car with guns drawn, ordered them all out, and forced them to lie on the hot asphalt. APD says the car's license plate matched a stolen vehicle. However, the stolen plate was associated with a motorcycle from Montana, not an SUV registered in Colorado, which is what Gilliam was driving. Aurora police investigated its officers' conduct and concluded it met their standards. The lawsuit alleges racial bias against the family members, who are black, and says officers used excessive force. I'm Megan Verlee, CPR News.
You're listening to CPR News, and a heads up that CPR will be carrying live special coverage from NPR News relating to former President Donald Trump's second impeachment. And that's starting in some 15 minutes. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi will walk an article of impeachment to the U.S. Senate at the Capitol. Elsa Chang will host NPR's coverage, and she'll be joined by congressional reporter Claudia Grisales and White House correspondent Tamara Keith. That's starting at 4:50. Stay tuned. This is CPR News.